Welcome to the Get Over Yourself podcast. This is author and athlete Brad Kearns discovering ways to be healthy, fit, and happy in hectic, high-stress modern life. So let's slow down and take a deep breath, take a cold plunge, and expertly balance that competitive intensity with an appreciation of the journey. That's the theme of the show. Here we go. The Get Over Yourself podcast is brought to you by Almost Heaven, beautiful compact home use sauna kits, ancestral supplements, grass-fed organ meats in a capsule, DNA Fit, genetic testing for custom diet and exercise recommendations, Integro Health, high-potency liquid probiotic called Flourish, Organifi, organic powdered superfoods, delicious green, gold, and red powders, Wild Idea Buffalo, sustainable, grass-fed, beyond organic, real ketones, clean burning ketones for athletic performance and fat loss, and check out the bradkearns.com/shop page. That's my personal selection of favorite products for health, fitness, and peak performance. And here we go with the show.
As soon as you spike insulin, you shut off fat burning. Instead, you're burning the energy you just consumed from your power bar or whatever snack you had, your Starbucks drink that has secretly 7 pumps of liquid cane sugar in there, and you'll be burning that energy off, stimulating insulin as a consequence, and then locking fat away in storage, and sure enough, running out of energy because insulin's clearing the bloodstream of energy, and then you're going to be hungry for more food. I'm not going to make a proclamation right now that this is the end all and everything else is off base, especially the concept that eating plants is unhealthy for you. That's super controversial, and more science and practical application is needed before we make sweeping conclusions for everybody on the planet. But when I heard Dr. Paul Saladino first discuss it at length on Ben Greenfield's show and subsequently many other shows, including Get Over Yourself podcast, so listen to that show, he made so much sense and his argument was so compelling, I decided to dabble in a carnivore-ish eating pattern. I started to drop excess body fat, and the day of this recording, here we are in June, so it's exactly 3 months after I took the fatty popcorn boy picture. I'm down to 164, so that is about 8 pounds, probably back to my routine weight over previous decades.
Okay, if you're ready to change your life, please check out the Primal Blueprint Mastery courses, of which I am the host. The exercise was to bring our books to life with a comprehensive online multimedia educational experience. We have the Primal Blueprint 21-day transformation, so you can go primal, ditch grains and sugars, learn what primal living is all about. We have the Keto Reset Mastery course. If you've built up some good momentum and now you're ready to try this keto thing and do it right once and for all and be guided step by step throughout the content in the entire book, The Keto Reset Diet, through video. If you're too lazy to read, just watch me talk you through the whole thing. We also have the Primal Endurance Mastery course, which is the world's most comprehensive library of interviews with experts, great athletes, and covering the entire content of the Primal Endurance book. An absolute must-have for an endurance athlete who's trying to do it right instead of get broken down and burnt out, and many other ones. We have a stand-up desk experience called Don't Just Sit There with Katie Bowman. We have a paleo cooking boot camp where you can cook for a couple hours on the weekend and have meals for your family all throughout the week. Great courses. Click the links at bradkearns.com and learn more. Time for a breather show about Fatty Popcorn Boy. Yep, that's me. And I've had a recent experience that has been very interesting and illuminating. I want to share it with you. And it has to do with getting my dietary habits and other lifestyle habits under control to pursue a goal of dropping some excess body fat. This is a rare and unusual occasion for me, because I really haven't worried about that in my entire adult life. Of course, I was a high-performing athlete for many years and kept in shape, ate healthy, everything was great. But then one day I woke up, this was in March of 2019, and I stepped on a scale for the first time in a long time. I probably weigh myself twice a year for whatever reason, maybe a checkup or something. And I checked in at 172 pounds, which was an all-time personal record of life. And it was a little shocking. I decided to take a picture at that time of the fat popcorn boy. And it was kind of a disturbing occasion where I said, you know what? Although I have extremely high dietary standards and tremendous awareness, knowledge, focus on the idea of healthy eating and healthy living, I also had a lack of structure and discipline in many ways with my dietary patterns. In other words, I was kind of indiscriminate with my food intake levels. My eating window had expanded, and I was capable of repeated or regular celebrations, ever more regular celebrations for things like evening popcorn binge when I'm gathering with family or relaxing after a nice, busy, productive day. And this was spinning off of, I've talked about this on podcasts a lot, where I was in strict nutritional ketosis and pricking my finger every day for about 5 months straight, learning about this exciting new dietary trend back in 2017 when Mark Sisson and I were working on the Keto Reset Diet and doing a tremendous amount of R&D to something that was relatively new to each of us, to going into strict keto and seeing what happened. So that was great. And then at the inspiration of my good consultants, mentors at Nourish, Balance, Thrive, Chris Kelly and Dr. Tommy Wood, who's been on two shows here on the channel. Oh my goodness, he made an insight after reviewing my blood work and my my complaints about crash and burn patterns associated with my athletic goals and devoted training regimen. He said, you know what, maybe you should try consuming more healthy food, just in general, more calories, because you're an old guy trying to perform magnificent athletic feats. And here's this keto thing, and it's working really well for you. And you have appetite regulation and caloric efficiency, but sometimes those two things don't line up well. In other words, if you're performing a high intensity sprint workout and you happen to be 53, 54 years old, and then you're fasting after like a good boy, because that's what keto is all about, and getting that autophagy going and that caloric efficiency, sometimes those features, those factors added up together 36 to 48 hours later, in my case, created some crash and burn experiences where my energy was lousy and I attributed it to the combination stressors of the high intensity workout and the minimal caloric intake. So basically, I was given the green light to go and chow down some extra food. And I remember Tommy saying, I asked him, how do I know, you know, what level of caloric intake is more appropriate or more effective? And he goes, well, when you start adding excess body fat, you know that you're doing pretty well and you're well fed. So here I am 2 years later, having executed those orders wonderfully and experiencing a nice bump in my performance and recovery from just adding a little more food to the diet. And waking up looking at the result of months of popcorn celebration. And nothing against popcorn, especially when you enjoy it moderately, but me being of the personality attributes that I am, I was kind of the guy who would eat the entire bowl. It tasted so good, and it had been so lacking from my lifestyle for the previous decade. So I kind of went big into it, if you will.
Greetings, my fitness-minded listeners. I want to acquaint you with the Primal Fitness Expert Certification Program, the most comprehensive home study multimedia fitness education course in the world. If you want to enhance your personal knowledge of all aspects of leading a healthy, active, fit lifestyle, this total immersion course will be life-changing. I'm the lead instructor and author of the course, and we have 14 chapters of extensive written content with over 100 accompanying videos covering topics such as general everyday movement, including micro workouts and dynamic workstation tips, the full experience of gym-based strength training in all the different modalities, a complete presentation on all aspects of sprinting, both running and low impact options, an assortment of high intensity interval training and high intensity repeat training strategies, a detailed education on the principles and practical application of aerobic endurance training, and extensive commentary, the most you will find in any publication, on all aspects and symptoms of overtraining and burnout. We even have fascinating peripheral topics like integrating nasal diaphragmatic breathing, dynamic stretching, injury prevention, and developing a peak performance mindset. It's really something, this course. We went all out for over 2 years with a great team to develop this amazing home-based fitness education for you. And you get one-on-one expert email support and private Facebook group connection throughout your studies to ensure that you absorb everything optimally and you pass your series of exams and get certified. So go to primalhealthcoach.com/Brad to enjoy a very special limited time. And I'm not kidding. This is a big time discount just for you. 25% off your tuition. A fantastic premium offer at primalhealthcoach.com/Brad for the most comprehensive fitness course you can ever find. Hey, ladies. You may have heard me talk about Gainswave treatment for improving male penile vascular health and sexual function, and maybe you thought, hey, what about my needs? Well, Gainswave has got you covered with a revolutionary new treatment protocol called Gainswave for Her. As with the male Gainswave treatment, a skilled practitioner uses a handheld device to send low-intensity shock waves into your vaginal area to stimulate a healing response, promote increased blood circulation, and the growth of new blood vessels. After a series of 6 to 12 very brief treatments, which are painless but extremely effective, you get real results with Gainswave reporting an 80% success rate. Some benefits. You will revitalize your intimate relationships with heightened sensation and arousal and enhanced pleasure and satisfaction. Don't contemplate invasive procedures or uncomfortable medical treatments. Regain confidence and reclaim your sexuality with Gainswave for Her. You visit the website gainswave.com, GAINSWAVE.com/Brad, to find a practitioner in your area. You complete a series of treatments, and the beneficial effects will last for a long time, especially if you eat and exercise well to promote overall vascular health. It's a tune-up for your equipment, so please visit gainswave.com/Brad to find a practitioner in your area and take advantage of my special promo that you'll mention when you find your local practitioner. Buy 6 treatments and get one free. Same with my dark chocolate passion and my spanning the globe to find the greatest dark chocolate on the planet. Right now, leading contenders, Lily Bell Farms in Oregon and also Coracao from the Bay Area of California. Oh my gosh, those are good. Creo chocolate in Portland, Oregon. So I'm doing the research, getting chocolate experts on my podcast like Terea Rodriguez, and becoming a chocolate snob in the manner of a wine snob. Since I'm not a wine drinker, I got to go to chocolate and do my thing. And it's so exciting and fun to taste the different flavors. And okay, all of a sudden I'm a high consumption dark chocolate person, a frequent consumer of evening popcorn rather than an occasional consumer. Because once you start to leak these things into the picture, you start to lose your structure and discipline and guidelines. And boom, all of a sudden, oh, I'd say I probably added 7 or 8 pounds of body fat in the span of a year, year and a half, whatever. So I decided just for fun and to turn the corner, turn things around, that I would try to drop this excess body fat somehow, some way. And the first thing that I put into place was some standards, some structure into my eating patterns. And that was to be no calories before 12 noon. And of course, I had done this for years before, especially during the keto experiment. I was fasting until 12 or 1 every day, pricking my finger to determine my blood ketone levels and then carrying on for there with my first meal. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try doing that again. It wasn't in the name of peak performance or to improve as an athlete. In fact, there's a possibility that it might have compromised my performance and recovery, as I think it did before that. But the main reason I was doing it is just to say I was doing it to myself and putting into position
another rule and guideline. So I kind of stack that up with the oft-discussed morning routine where I do my flexibility and mobility drills, my leg and core work on the ground right after I wake up. I haven't missed it in about 3 years. And then, of course, my morning chest freezer cold plunge, which you've heard plenty about. There's a whole show dedicated to it. And these pattern behaviors that I created or developed into habit through repetition and endurance, I wanted to add the no calories until 12 noon objective to the list, just so I could become a more disciplined, focused person. Guess what happened? It enhanced my enjoyment of eating because I had that structure and I didn't have that unregulated food consumption all day long. Of course, around 11:30 every day, I started to get hunger sensations. And that was pretty funny because, of course, a lot of that's mental or psychological. Some of it's the body clock kicking in. But I'd often get these hunger sensations, strong hunger sensations in the morning after my cold plunge. So this typically takes place 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. But those would pass after about 15 minutes. So I'd get that growling stomach, like I was really hungry in association with cold exposure. We know there's research suggesting, supporting the idea that cold exposure kickstarts, turbocharges fat burning. So what I did there was I basically ignored the hunger sensation and it would go away after 15 minutes. And I declared that for a few hours there, however long the effect lasted, I was in a heightened fat burning state thanks to the cold exposure combined with not consuming any calories. Okay, so all this stuff felt good. It wasn't super difficult. It wasn't struggling or suffering, but it felt like I was turning the corner and becoming a more disciplined person with greater appreciation for healthy foods and meals. Sound good? Yeah, sound good. Especially today, man, because we are existing here in a lifestyle of incredible luxury, comfort, decadence, laziness, inertia, momentum against healthy living, because there's so many examples of the luxury, comfort, decadence that we kind of fall in line. And so we don't move enough during our busy days. We allow these indulgent foods to leak into the picture more and more because everyone else is eating them and making a quip like, hey, everything in moderation, might as well enjoy life, or hey, might as well celebrate today. I'll start my more disciplined eating patterns later. And all these things kind of tend to snowball. And then you head into a downward spiral where you don't stand for anything. You don't have any discipline structure in your diet. Of course, I'm not eating grains and sugars for 10 years. Refined industrial seed oils are out of the picture. So it wasn't a fact of, it wasn't a case of tail spinning into really poor eating decisions. It was rather just that lack of structure with meal times or discipline over the total number of calories that I consume. So now I'm on a different healthy path and I'm not eating until 12 noon. Around the same time, I get my first exposure, a deep exposure to this emerging concept of the carnivore diet. And it's extremely interesting and compelling to me. I'm not going to make a proclamation right now that this is the end all and everything else is off base, especially the concept that eating plants is unhealthy for you. That's super controversial. And more and more science and practical application is needed before we make sweeping conclusions for everybody on the planet. But when I heard Dr. Paul Saladino first discuss it at length on Ben Greenfield's show and subsequently many other shows, including Get Over Yourself podcast, so listen to that show, he made so much sense. And his argument was so compelling, I decided to dabble in a carnivore-ish eating pattern. So downsizing my mass consumptions of plant life, my world-famous stir fries that I would make for large groups of people and consume plenty of that, including nuts, seeds, nut butters, things like that that are also part of the plant community. So I tightened up my dietary choices further. And by tightening up your choices, you have the added benefit of kind of a less stressful experience when you're doing meal planning, where you eliminate the variables of willpower and decision fatigue from your dietary choices. So you're emphasizing most entirely
animal foods, eating things like eggs, salmon eggs, fish, grass-fed beef, liver, especially the organ meats and the nose-to-tail strategy that Dr. Saladino is emphasizing so importantly, bone broth to get your collagen and glycosaminoglycans, things that you don't get from muscle meats. So it's kind of fun to experiment with a new dietary strategy. But just like with the example of waiting until 12 noon to eat, my eating choices were limited, and therefore I had these nutrient-dense meals that were highly satisfying, of course, because of the high protein, high fat content of carnivore. You're not wanting for anything after you have a big old steak or a giant burger. And sure enough, I started to drop excess body fat, and the day of this recording, here we are in June, so it's exactly 3 months after I took the fatty popcorn boy picture. I'm down to 164, so that is about 8 pounds, probably back to my routine weight over previous decades, or maybe even better and better body fat levels, because I've also upped my commitment to sprinting. And if you're experiencing a fat reduction plateau, that would probably be one of the greatest suggestions, is to get in there and do some weight-bearing sprints. Ideally, if you have joint issues or you're a novice, you might not be able to go out there and slam some running sprints, so you can do low impact or no impact sprints. But the weight-bearing nature and the impact trauma that occurs when you're doing explosive sprints in running are a great stimulus for the reduction of excess body fat and the development or maintenance of lean muscle mass. Mark Sisson likes to convey this idea with the quip, "Nothing cuts you up like sprinting," end quote.
I want to tell you about wildhealth.com. They're an online provider of comprehensive precision medicine and health consultation services. They offer DNA analysis, custom lab panels, extensive medical intake form with family history and lifestyle preferences, and regular online visits with a board-certified precision medicine physician and a health coach whom you can message anytime through their convenient app. Wild Health evaluates your data to determine what you need for nutrition, exercise, sleep, and supplements, and you can experiment, consult, and retest to get everything dialed in. You'll get a cutting-edge epigenetic test of DNA methylation to calculate your all-important biological age and have fun lowering your age over time instead of following the mainstream path to accelerated aging. It's time to strive for awesome instead of just normal. Did you realize that only 6.8% of Americans are deemed metabolically healthy and only 2% are declared optimal? That's disgraceful, but you can turn things around quickly. Please visit wildhealth.com and you will see that this is the absolute gold standard of personalized medicine, and it's available to you right now. Telemedicine available anywhere in the USA. Wild Health is generously extending BRAD podcast listeners 20% off the cost of membership. Just visit wildhealth.com/Brad or use the code BRAD20 at checkout to get 20% off and start taking control of your health today at wildhealth.com/Brad. I want to discuss the incredible benefits of red light therapy and how you can get started with Mito Red Light. Mito, like mitochondria, red light makes the premier light therapy devices in the world and at incredibly affordable prices. I stand in front of my Mito Pro 1500 unit every morning, carefully exposing my eyeballs, other important balls, and my entire body to special wavelengths of red and near-infrared light. When I tell people about my daily devotion to red light therapy, they typically ask, "Does this stuff really work?" And the answer is yes, and there are thousands of studies supporting its effectiveness. Here's how. It's called photobiomodulation. where specific wavelengths of red and near-infrared light, red's visible, near-infrared is not visible, that's why it looks like only half of your panel's working, these wavelengths help mitochondria in cells throughout your body produce more energy and clear waste products more efficiently. Red light exposure helps mobilize nitric oxide trapped in the mitochondria and allows oxygen to return to the cell and increase ATP production. The benefits are proven again and again for skin health, muscle recovery, joint pain, and numerous inflammatory conditions. Red light therapy is also beneficial for circadian rhythm alignment because we generally get far too little direct sunlight and too much indoor blue light from screens and light bulbs at the wrong times. You don't hear much about this benefit of red light therapy, but when I turn on those lights, first thing in the morning, as soon as I wake up, I walk across the hall, I stand in front of the panels, and I feel instantly awake and energized. And believe me, there's a lot of days where Mr. Health Guy here wakes up feeling a little groggy and a little whiny, like I don't want to get up now and get into my morning exercise routine. But when I stand in front of the lights, in 1 minute, I swear I feel wide awake. I get all that grogginess out naturally. It's super powerful, super effective. Besides all the healing and the cellular benefits, I also love it for being a natural wake-up machine. You have to try red light therapy. I am certain that you will become a devoted user. And guess what? Mito Red Light offers a 60-day no-risk trial period and a special 5% discount for BRAD podcast listeners. Just visit Mito Red Light, M-I-T-O, redlight.com, and use the code BRAD on any of their products. Go for it today and get started on your red light journey.
And it's true. When you're sprinting, you are performing at what some scientists have measured as a 30x factor in something called MET, metabolic equivalent of task. And so they've measured the energy output, the metabolic output required for an assortment of activities, starting with gardening or brisk walking, and then jogging, and then casual bicycling, weightlifting, dancing, and you see the scoreboard of the MET value for each of these. So if you're doing a brisk walk, your MET might be 4 or 6, or you're gardening, you're doing a 3 or a 4. And this represents how many times more than your resting metabolic rate the activity requires or demands. So if you're sleeping and your baseline metabolic equivalent of task is a 1, and then you go and garden, you're up at 3 or 4. You start jogging, you're up at 9 or 11. Same with easy cycling. But sprinting, because you're asking for an all-out explosive effort, you are getting up to 30 MET. And when you perform a 30 MET activity, it has a lasting effect on your genetic and hormonal functions, lasting for many hours afterward. Dr. Phil Maffetone references the idea that a sprint workout can have a metabolic effect lasting for up to 72 hours afterward. So giving that stimulus, even though the workout itself is very short in duration, can have a profound effect on your metabolic function and your ability to drop excess body fat. Of course, it mostly comes from restricting carbohydrates and total calories in the diet. So your clearest path to dropping excess body fat is fasting, eliminating all forms of refined carbohydrates, so grains and sugars, and of course, getting rid of those industrial seed oils. Even though they're not carbs and they don't cause an insulin response, what they do is promote dysfunctional fat metabolism. Dr. Kate Shanahan and I get into this in detail on her show. But when you consume these oils and they're integrated into your cell membranes, you have more difficulty burning those cells off your body as fat because they contain this harmful chemical. So you got to completely ditch the industrial seed oils in your quest to become a fat burning machine, and also eliminate those processed carbs that spike insulin. As soon as you spike insulin, you shut off fat burning. Instead, you're burning the energy you just consumed from your power bar or whatever snack you had, your Starbucks drink that has secretly 7 pumps of liquid cane sugar in there, and you'll be burning that energy off stimulating insulin as a consequence, and then locking fat away in storage, and sure enough, running out of energy because insulin's clearing the bloodstream of energy, and then you're going to be hungry for more food. So when you transition over into fat-adapted eating pattern, you get really good at burning off all the stored body fat that you have, especially when you're also throwing in a time restriction. So not eating any calories until noon. Of course, you're in a fat burning state from the previous evening when you ate your last meal or food. So going from 8 p.m. to 12 noon, that's 16 hours in a fasted state, burning body fat, perhaps even making ketones, and then gracefully transitioning into meals that are not high insulin stimulating meals. Of course, the carnivore pattern for me helped me do that. And you know, the veggies are not a big problem here either. So if you're going for a plant-based diet or whatever kind of eating strategy you're following, you can still do a minimal insulin-stimulating diet, taking care to move around throughout the day and keeping that fat burning going, the momentum that you've built, keeping it going by moving around. There's some interesting studies showing that even a 20-minute sitting session, being still in a chair for 20 minutes can generate a noticeable increase in insulin resistance and compromised fat burning, and also a decline in cognitive function and oxygen and blood circulation in the brain. So when you sit, you get tired and you stop burning fat, which means you get hungry and cranky. That's what they call hangry, hungry and angry together, the afternoon blues. So one of the secrets to burning off excess body fat and making the most of the benefits of your workout, especially sprinting, is to get up and move and take 5-minute breaks throughout the day, or do these micro workouts that are so interesting, a new trend in fitness where instead of a formal workout lasting for long duration, you go under your pull-up bar in your closet and you haul off a single set. Or I go outside and I see my hex bar deadlift and I just do one set and then carry on with my busy day, maybe two sets, but if certainly not a formal structured workout that you're only going to do a couple few times a week. But you have time for these micro workouts, doing a set of 20 air squats in your cubicle. You're not going to get sweaty. It's not going to ruin your day or interfere with your work, but it's going to give you that surge of oxygen, blood circulation in the brain, so you feel alert. And it's also going to kickstart fat burning again that's been compromised after as little as 20 minutes of sitting around. So we have this big picture plan that I'm sharing with you where, first of all, I had to become aware that I did have some undisciplined, unregulated dietary patterns that had caused packing on a little extra body fat. Second, I put into practice some structure and some commitment, some guidelines. My choice doesn't have to be your choice, but my choice was, hey, how about not eating any calories until 12 noon? And that opened up a wonderful world of greater dietary appreciation and also accelerated fat burning because I wasn't giving myself calories in the morning. Third, we got to move around more throughout the day. And then fourth, adding that brief high-intensity workout into the mix can be a wonderful catalyst. Put it all together. And I got to say, at the end, this is a success story. That's great. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be recording it, right? But along the way, I noticed that it was more difficult than I thought. I had to put a lot of things into place to get the body fat off that had been added so easily that I really didn't notice. So that's funny. And I have greater empathy and appreciation for the challenge of trying to drop excess body fat, especially when you're doing everything right, you're doing everything that it said in the book or everything that you've heard on a podcast, and it's not happening at the pace or at the level that you dreamed about. So that was, you know, there was a little frustration along the way, like, gosh, I'm stacking up all these things. I'm eating way less food and I'm not having nearly as many departures from clear focus as I had in previous time. And I don't see any noticeable difference, or I'm stepping on the scale and I still weigh the same amount. So I think we have breakthroughs in metabolic function and fat reduction in a fractal manner, not a steady manner. So keep doing what you're doing. Stay the course. Believe in the process. Enjoy the process. Don't struggle or get negative about the process. And then the results will happen naturally thanks to your pure motivation. Maybe we'll cover this topic further, but I just wanted to share that stuff with you. and be honest, authentic, vulnerable, the real deal. I'm fighting the same battles. We're all human. We're doing the best we can, even Fatty Popcorn Boy. Thank you for listening to The Breather Show.
Thank you for listening to the show. We would love your feedback at getoveryourselfpodcast@gmail.com. And we would also love if you could leave a rating and a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. I know it's a hassle. You have to go to desktop iTunes, click on the tab that says ratings and reviews, and then click to rate the show anywhere from 5 to 5 stars. And it really helps spread the word so more people can find the show and get over themselves, because they need to. Thanks for doing it. This is Brad. I want to tell you about my life-changing acquisition of a personal home-use sauna. I have a 6x6 barrel sauna in my backyard, ready-made heat therapy, a fabulous unit from almost heaven. Check out their website. You can very affordably order your own sauna for installation in your backyard or garage and have a sauna experience, the fabulous health benefits accruing from exposure to hot temperatures. Get that sweat going. These are beautiful traditional dry barrel saunas where you splash the water on the rocks, go in there and relax. It's become a social centerpiece at my home. People traveling from far and wide to come check out the barrel sauna, turn the dial or set the timer and walk in to 200 degrees in the Caribbean seas. For some reason, people like to come to the sauna more than my cold tub. Go figure. Check out almostheaven.com and their beautiful natural wood designs, and pretty soon, surprisingly affordable, you will be in the home sauna business.